December 15th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, now is the time when believers must stand shoulder to shoulder in the truth. The outside influences which manipulated the truth will now try nefarious ways of controlling this nation. Stand firm in your Christian ideals. Be united in prayer. Do not be discouraged as changes affect your lives. In your hearts, you are free, and you support the Constitution. You fiercely believe in my commandments. In your hearts is the tradition of faith untampered with. Remember, I, your God and Creator, look only at what is in your heart. This is what you will be judged upon. What is taking root in the world is power based upon cyber technology. Such knowledge cannot control free will or the choice to live in holy love. I am taking care of my own. Have faith in this. Satan is in worry about the future. Difficulties remembered in the past, and power plays in the future. Satan's defeat is in each soul's trust in me. The more your trust in me, the more powerful are your prayers. A note is given to read Psalm 5:11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with a favor as with a shield. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.